Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Alveda King, who is the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn at Priests for Life. Dr. King, welcome back in. Thank you for being with me.
Hello to everyone, you and your listeners.
Welcome in. I'm so glad you're here. Sorry we're going to miss each other. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, Hold Your Feet to the Fire event in Washington, obviously being canceled this year because of COVID, but hopefully we'll get to be together again in person next year in Washington, D.C. But thanks for being with me this morning. So here we go. Let's talk nomination to the Supreme Court. The president's probably going to make that announcement this Saturday. The confirmation process will then begin. And we're pretty sure it is going to be a conservative woman. There's no doubt about that. And a pro-lifer. Being a pro-lifer, she also says that, look, R.V. Wade, you know, legally is law right now. And, she's going to stick with interpreting the law and not trying to legislate and change law. So your thoughts on the new justice coming in and where we stand on protecting the unborn?
I believe as a Christian evangelist, we've heard some prophetic information as well that the next appointee will be a woman, more like a Deborah from the Bible, if you can follow that train of thought. In other words, someone, a woman who's ready, who's right in the know during her times and ready to step in on behalf of her family, her people, and the nation. So I'm very excited about this beautiful opportunity. It would be great if it were someone from the Latino or African American community, for example. So we'll just see how that goes. A woman, I think that's a timely appointment during this season.
Right. I would agree with you there. I also want to ask you and get your thoughts on what's been happening around our country with the violence and the Black Lives Matter movement, the difference between certain factions of Black Lives Matter, those that believe that there is a reason to discuss the injustice in the Black community these days. Absolutely, I agree with that. What I don't agree with is the Antifa, the anarchy that's going on, that is being fed by, you know, funding from George Soros and others that just want to create chaos in this country because they hate the president. So there is something happening right now in Minneapolis, and I just saw this morning. They're sending members of the community into the streets to prevent violence that's been plaguing that city, and they're called violence interrupters, and they're tasked with stopping the mass craziness going on, the shootings and the burning and the violence that's happening now. Does this sound like something that will work? And these are people that have been in the city and lived, you know, in gangs, for instance. There's also business leaders, clergy are going in. You know, all kinds of different walks of life are part of these violence interrupters. But do they care, the people that are part of the Black Lives Matter Antifa side of things, do they even give a rip about stopping the violence? Will they listen to these people? Is this, falling on deaf ears, so to say, if they go in and try and do this?
My goddaughter, Angela Stanton King, who's running for United States Congress in Atlanta, Georgia, the 5th District seat that was held by John Lewis, she went to Minneapolis, and she is a violence interrupter herself, believe it or not. And she talked to the people at the height of all of the riots there. I believe that the violence interrupters, if they're prayerful, and if they go in a spirit of God, in the spirit of God Almighty, they'll be successful. So exercises like taking a knee without praying or trying to interrupt violence using human reasoning won't be as successful. But I'm 70 years old. I lived in Birmingham, Alabama in the 1960s in Louisville, Kentucky. And our home, the home of Reverend A.G. King, was bombed in 1963. That was the church parsonage. My dad was a preacher. My mom was there and the children.
Right, right.
And he stood on a car. And as anarchists, the people like Antifa and all of that, who didn't even live in the neighborhood, who were wrecking and burning and throwing Maltese cocktails, he told the people from the community, go home and pray. We're okay. Do not tear up your cities. So there's a difference between the Black Lives Matter movement and the Black Lives Matter organization. And the organization is dealing with the Marxist and the social unrest and all of that, secular humanism. So that if you send your money to the Black Lives Matter organization, you're supporting the Marxists. That's just as simple as that.
Yes. And you could not have said it better. You're right. It's got to be prayerful. You've got to bring God into this. You can't go into this, you know, unarmed. You know, you've got to arm yourself with the protection of God in this. And it's a lot better to have God in that seat next to you when you're driving into chaos than it is to try and do it alone. Yeah, you're right. That's just a conversation between two, you know, human beings.
And the human being, human dignity. Can I add this? I have a new book with Ginger Howard. We're not colorblind. And we say we can see color. And skin color denotes ethnicity and not race. There's one blood. God made all people out of one blood. So the human race is one blood. And our ethnicity is what we're talking about. So when you deal with the issues of race, human dignity, and all of that, my uncle Martin Luther King Jr. said we must learn to live together as brothers. And I'll add as sisters, or perish together as fools. So as human beings, we should all have human dignity. From the womb to the tomb, we are not colorblind. We're not colorblind. If we're racist only if we think we're separate races. If we acknowledge the human race, we can begin to communicate in nonviolent manners.
Man, I love you. Thank you so much. So well said. So well said. And we're going to have you back. I mean, you bring such great insight and such great reasoning and such common sense. And you're right. In God's eyes, I mean, Google it. Just ask, what does Scripture say about racism? Pretty clear where God stands. Yeah, it should not be happening.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm up against the clock. I'm going to have you back again soon. Great to have you, Dr. Alveda King.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.